from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. In Syria, intensified attacks by government and allied forces have reportedly killed more than 100 people in the rebel-controlled area of eastern Ghouta near Damascus in recent hours. Video uploaded on social media showed rescuers running, trying to reach casualties in the town of Homaria. The Syrian Observatory of Human Rights said its monitors witnessed airstrikes, rocket fire, and shelling. The UN estimates hundreds of thousands live in the area and are subject to malnutrition as supplies of food, fuel, and medicines dwindle. Meanwhile, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov said the problem is the presence of Jabhat al-Nusra militants, which he said the UN Security Council declared as terrorists. And Turkey has warned Syria against intervening in northwest Afrin region, where it is battling Kurdish rebels. Deputy Prime Minister Bekir Bozdag said Turkey is watching carefully reports of cooperation between Damascus and the Kurds. Sunday, a senior Kurdish official said a deal had been struck with the Syrian government for the army to enter the province in order to fight the Turks. A member of the Gupta family under investigation for alleged corrupt links to former South African President Jacob Zuma, Atul, is challenging a court order that freezes his bank account worth millions of rand. Three Gupta brothers accused of using their influence with Mr. Zuma to affect both policy and amass personal wealth have denied any wrongdoing. South African authorities have also widened their investigation as they search for suspects believed to be in India, China, or even Dubai. Mr. Zuma stepped down last week after being ordered to do so by the ruling African National Congress Party. This is VOA News. In Iraq, Islamic State militants disguised as police ambushed a convoy of pro-government militant fighters late Sunday near the northern city of Kirkuk, killing 30. The Iraqi forces were pursuing IS fighters. Hadi al-Amiri of the Shia militia Badr Brigade pledged to the families of the victims that their deaths would be avenged. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi demanded those responsible be apprehended and brought to justice. Last December, Iraq proclaimed victory over Islamic State after it seized nearly a third of the country in 2014. Maldives President Abdullah Yameen is seeking to extend his state of emergency in the Indian Ocean archipelago, but the opposition boycotted, leaving Parliament short of a quorum. David Brewster is a security analyst at Australian National University.
Whatever process or non-process Yameen seeks to use, he will extend the state of emergency really until he's able to completely quash any opposition protest.
Mr. Yameen imposed the state of emergency February 5th for 15 days and annulled a Supreme Court ruling that had overturned the convictions of nine opposition leaders and ordered their release. His administration has arrested members of the Supreme Court, the opposition, and even a former president, Mahmoud Abdul Gayoom. Latvia's anti-corruption agency Monday said it suspects the nation's central bank chief has sought bribes and has launched a criminal investigation. So far, no formal charges have been filed against Ilmars Remsevits. Friday, his office was raided and he was detained Saturday. Remsevits, in office since 2001, also sits on the European Central Bank. Israel has struck what is being called a historic contract for sales of billions of dollars worth of natural gas to Egypt. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said the deal would bring billions to state coffers, strengthen the Israeli economy and regional ties. Israel's Tamar and Leviathan offshore gas fields said they'll supply the private Egyptian firm Dolphinus Holdings with about 64 billion cubic meters of gas over 10 years. It's a deal worth about $15 billion. Rescue teams have reportedly reached the crash site of an Iranian airliner that was lost from radar Sunday on a flight from Tehran to Yasuj. It's believed that all 65 passengers and crew perished. The crash site in central Isfahan province is on the Zagros mountain range, where frigid temperatures and snow had hampered rescue efforts. A Nigerian bishop has resigned his post despite the defense of Pope Francis. Peter Okpeleke was appointed by then Pope Benedict in 2012 as a bishop of Ahira in southwest Nigeria, but rejected because he was not from the diocese. The resignation came after what he described as the continuing violent reaction and resistance to his appointment. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.